Just give us your feelings of how your first day as a professional went.
Felt good. It's awesome to get back out in the field, you know, throw some guys and, you know, just start moving around again. We're out of the draft process, and now it's real football. So, you know, I feel like a little kid again because doing what I love to do.
What were some things that the coaches really wanted you to work on today, especially, you know, not diving into everything, but, you know, first day jitters, what they want you to do?
You know, just to grasp the concepts that we were putting in, you know, it's about taking one step at a time, and today was the first step. So, you know, coaches were very enthusiastic and very helpful and instrumental with everything. They obviously want me to play well and to go out here and go out there and throw the ball like we did today and let our guys make some plays. It was fun to get out there.
Josh, after letting it sink in a little bit, I mean, what was it like meeting Jim Kelly for the first time?
It was awesome, you know, and for him to come out and show his support and, you know, show everybody that he's doing well, you know, speaks volumes, because that's a, you want to talk about a tough guy. That's a tough guy right there to be what he's been through, or to do what he's been through, and to come out and still be himself, you know. And, you know, he's going to be hopefully a mentor to me, and I'm going to take everything that he says very heavily just because of what he's done on the field and what he's done for, you know, the city of Buffalo. So, as a quarterback in Buffalo, it's like a dream come true to meet a guy like him.
How much do you know about, how much have you know about his career before you got here?
Well, it's all on the wall. So it's very cool just knowing what he did here, what he means to the city of Buffalo. Like I said, he's a tough man. I mean, he's been through a lot, and, you know, his spirit has never changed. And that's what, you know, everybody just can't grasp on. I mean, he's been through some of the toughest moments, and he still comes out here and he shows his support, and he's still the man he was. And for a man like that it just speaks volumes of how tough he is as a man.
In some ways, does it maybe sink in that of what shoes that you might have to fill? I mean, a lot of quarterbacks have tried, but here you are next to a guy whose shoes are...
Well, that's where I want to be. That's eventually my career, to be regarded in the city of Buffalo like a Jim Kelly. And I think that's every quarterback who plays here wants to be in the same sentence with him, just because of what he is and, you know, what he holds to the city. So, for him, like I said, for him to come out here is just an awesome experience.
You mentioned the coaches. Brian Daboll is, like, right on you at every moment.
Yep.
But are you anticipating that in every drill and everything that you're doing?
I hope so. I love it. You know, he's got a lot of enthusiasm in him. Obviously, he's been around a lot of great quarterbacks, so he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. So anything that he says, I take that very dearly. I want to, you know, be molded by him, and just anything that he says for me to grasp that concept or whatever he's talking about, embed it into my mind, and then carry it out and do it on the field.
Josh, now that you've dug into the playbook a little bit, how much can you be familiar with? I know the terminology would be different, but you say, oh, I recognize this from something I did at Wyoming or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few similar concepts. It's just verbiage is different. You know, it's football. You know, the game hasn't changed. You know, there's not tons of new concepts every year that go in. You know, offense is offense. It's our job to move the ball, to score points, and keep our defense off the field.
Hey, Josh, not knowing how much of a perfectionist you might be, but because you're working with so many new guys, not only here, but when the rest of the guys get here, it's going to be so much newness. What level of patience do you have with yourself if something doesn't go right on a date? And a lot of that would be because you're just unfamiliar. But you have the level of patience to be able to push through everything?
I definitely do. Obviously, you want to jump in and you want to compete and go out there and perform as well as you can. And grasping the concepts and trying to, you know, put it onto the field and still read the defense and throw the ball on time to where it needs to be. It's not going to happen every time at first. You know, that's why we go out there. We do rookie minicamp for that reason. So this is just kind of, it's obviously unfamiliar territory. We're diving into it now, and you know, I've got a good coaching staff and a great team surrounding me.
You seem pretty animated out there today in practice. Have you always been that way?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Very competitive.
You know, I try to put that upon my teammates, just making sure that they know that I'm doing everything that I can to help this team and put our team in a position to hopefully win games one day. So just going out there and showing who I am, being a voice out there, you know, going and high-fiving and slapping butts, you know, that's just what, you know, what guys do here.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just wonder if you've been a little nervous, because everybody's out there going, oh, is he accurate? You know, there's a little throw that was a little off. Do you have a sense of that? Everybody's watching to see. how accurate I am even in practice?
Not really. I'm going out there. I'm going to play football how I know to play football. You know, I'm still working a lot of things. You know, Coach Dable is going to help me out. And through this whole draft process, I felt like I've made a lot of strides. So coming out here and felt like we did well today. I felt like I put the ball where it needed to be most of the time. Obviously, there's some throws that I would like back. But as we progress through this rookie minicamp and through the rookie developmental period, you know, I plan to improve every day.
Have you ever seen a bigger Mike linebacker when you've got to the line than 49?
I'm telling you, Tremaine is he's a freak. I told him, just don't hit me. You know, he's a presence out there because he's tall, he's lengthy, and you look at him, he's just built. You know, he doesn't have an ounce of fat on him. So I'm glad he's on my team.
Josh, what did Jim Kelly say to you that resonated? I know it was a short walk, but I'm sure that he can impart a lot of wisdom on that short walk.
Obviously, you know, just what he said, how to embrace the city of Buffalo. He said a few more things. I'll keep those behind closed doors. But, you know, I'm still shaking from meeting him. He's a special man.
Did he give some hunting tips, it sounded like, at one point?
Yeah, at one point he did, you know. He knows a guy, so he's gonna hook me up, he said.
He knows more than one guy.
He mentioned a text message to you. When did you first have interactions with him?
It was the morning of the draft. He just said, welcome to Buffalo. I love the way you play. We texted a few times and just got off to a healthy relationship. And, you know, I hope hopefully in the near future we keep that relationship going, and I can come to him for any sort of advice. And, you know, I know I'm sure that he'd give it to me. And to have a relationship like that, that's going to be huge, and especially not just myself, but any rookie that can develop a, you know, a mentorship with a former quarterback like a guy like Jim Kelly, it's going to be huge for myself.
I may have misheard you. You said morning after the draft?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
At one point during practice, he was kind of standing around the reporters, and you made a throw. And he said, that kind of reminds me of the way I would have done it. When you hear something like that, I mean, you're smiling already. When you hear something like that, what does that mean to you?
It means that I'm doing the right things day one, you know. And you know, day one doesn't mean anything, so I got to go out there. I got to consistently do it. You know, just get the ball to my guys and let them make plays.
Josh, how much will you be keeping tabs on your fellow draft class quarterbacks this year, whether it's personal or professionally?
I mean, you know, if we're playing them that week, the thing is I don't really pay attention to the other quarterbacks. I'm paying attention to the defense. But, you know, I want everybody to succeed, you know, except when they're playing the Buffalo Bills, you know. And, you know, I'm not up here to say that I want to make sure that everybody fails and I'm the only one to be successful in this class. Obviously, you want to be the most successful in this class to come out. But, you know, Sam's one of my really good friends. I know he's with the Jets now and we're big rivals. But, you know, I wish all the success to him and everybody else in this draft class.
You talked about your personality out there on the field. Will you adjust that at all when the veterans are here? Are you conscious of that? Or are you just going to be who you are?
I'm going to be who I am. And I think maybe at first with the older guys, just seeing the sense of how they operate things, because obviously we're with a bunch of rookies, so nobody really knows the ropes and the ins and outs of daily NFL life. So I'm just trying to get here and learn from those guys. Still trying to learn what the locker room is and the weight room, so we're on the right path, though.
Were you when you realized you had something special there and attached to your right shoulder, that you had a special arm? Were you real little?
I thought so, yeah. I thought
what
I was.
Baseball, football?
I mean, all of it, really. You know, I did a lot of sports growing up, but I think my senior year in high school is when I knew that I had the arm to go Division I, you know, especially. And from there, it just kind of took off.
These are only just a smattering of the receivers you're going to work with totally as time goes on here, but just on a first day with this group who. They're rookies like you are, and mm-hmm. they also don't know what they need to know, just as you don't. How did that all kind of come together in the time that you were out there?
Well, they did a really good job today. You know, they were at the right depths most of the time, and you know, we're here to get better. You know, every day we're going to get better. So tomorrow, you're going to see crisper routes. You're going to see guys at the right depth more often than not. And I'm excited to see these guys, you know, progress and learn and transform into the receivers that they can become. So. It's fun to throw to these guys because there's some quick dudes out there. You know, Robert Foster and Austin Pearl, Ray McLeod, obviously those are two of our drafted guys. It's just awesome, you know, knowing that these are guys that hopefully I'll be throwing to and start developing that relationship now.
Two more guys.
Or is that it? Sweet.
Perf.
Thank you.
Was it all jarring seeing Jim Kelly in that shape?
For us, it's like we saw him.
He's doing well. He's doing really well.
Like you realize it. How precious your health is.
Exactly.
Youth, right?
No, he's I can't say anything else, but he's a special man. You know, he's been through a lot, and to be in the spirits that he is and to come out here, like I said, and show support for the Buffalo Bills, that just shows to me that how much, one, he means to Buffalo, and two, Buffalo means to him. So it's awesome.
And I'm sorry if this was asked, but you know, just standing with him, he's observing you, watching everything you're doing. Were you conscious maybe even after you came off the field that those Hall of Fame eyes are on you?
I honestly didn't know he was here. I wasn't really looking on the sideline. But after somebody came up to me and said, Coach McDermott came up to me and said, I'm going to introduce you to Jim Kelly. So I got a little nervous at that point.